Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Oh, good evening, everyone. Thanks a lot for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry on the line. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Oh, hanging in.
Well, that's the only thing to do, I guess, nowadays. With all the ruckus going on around the world, you can just kind of hang in. And for folks, if you don't hang in there, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And, you know, you have to have kind of a, how do I word this? You got to have kind of a sense of humor about this. It's kind of, you know, it's like humanity just cannot get along. No matter what they try to do, no matter what it is, they fight, they scream, they yell, they war, they torture, they kill, they do all these nice things that evidently Satan just loves to do to his, you know, to anybody that he can get his hands on. And it's just too bad that we never seem to learn. In fact, somebody said we forget every 57 years, we forget any lesson and we have to repeat it. So it's just too bad it's going that way. Anyway, I wanted to, a little housekeeping here. We have a new Prophetic Insider and a new Twilight magazine now up for all subscribers. The Finding Home is in paperback is going to be here Friday, I think it is. So they will be shipping out Monday, if not Saturday, depending on when they actually arrive. So you might want to get your order in now for Finding Home. And while the supplies do last, and we don't have to go into another reorder, which always takes more time. And that paperback, and it's available, by the way, as a PDF as well. And it's a book that will really answer a lot of questions that I think most people have, actually, if they will admit it, concerning what to believe, why and how to find the real truth behind your life. You've got all these competing religions. You've got Christianity competing with itself. Every denomination is different. Every denomination claims they have the truth. Sometimes those truths are diametrically opposed to each other, and on and on and on it goes. And this Finding Home is really an attempt to help people to avoid what I had to go through when I was coming in, so to speak. And we heard via the grapevine, I don't know exactly what's going on, but that the book Frequency, I'm not sure which one, might have been a subject of a major Christian network. I haven't heard anything from anybody yet other than they overheard it. We've been unable to determine if it was our book or some New Age Ascension type of book that's so common these days. And, of course, no one wants to die the death of the narrow way to find true life, which is exactly why Jesus said, few take it. Having itching ears, of course, they turn to fables, lies, delusions. They heap unto themselves fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists because they have these itching ears, and they will not and evidently cannot hear the truth of true salvation, which is why millions upon millions of Christians stand before the Lord. You'll find that in Matthew chapter 7. You find it in Peter. You find it in the book of Revelation where they stand before the Lord utterly rejected. Bad, bad news if you happen to be one of them. And the other thing I want to mention is Don't forget to join our Night Shadows membership site, where you can get the two new frequency books, The Hidden Matrix and Mind Matrix, are all free to all members, and you get a big discount on Finding Home as well on PDF. Plus, you get all kinds of news, videos, audios, special reports, ebook discounts, etc., etc. A few headlines before we get going. Trump and the police state, they march on behind the scenes. Here's a few things from Drudge, and then we'll get into Larry, I want you to comment on these. Police gain access to private surveillance video from Amazon doorbell cameras. There are hundreds of them, of course, in cities all over. Number two, American Airlines launching facial recognition to board all passengers at DFW, at Dallas-Fort Worth. Vegas Airport is going to be testing facial scans. On and on it goes. It's just, it's amazing. And another thing from Drudge, businesses are getting weary of Beijing's corporate social credit system because they aren't prepared for the life or death rating that they might get. And you're going to see, I think, some backlash over this social credit system. But they are going to bring it in, folks. 5G is coming in whether we like it or not. And 5G, 6G technology, as you already probably know, is a military technology. And I just posted a best intelligence review, and we covered that. You might have gotten it in the email. If you would like a copy, they're free. We'll just email it to you. But you have to send us your email address so you can get it. And they are issued from time to time, but fairly frequently, because we've got a lot of issues now that are developing. And what we try to do on these intelligence reviews is kind of like a real digest of things you just need to know and be aware of. We are fully aware of news overload, but most of the news everybody gets on TV nowadays is just worthless. Number one, it's probably not true. Number two, if it is true, it's got such a slant on it, you really don't know what really happened, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think, Larry, about modern broadcasting on TV? It seems like Fox News and the rest of them are all going the same way.
Yeah, it seems like they're all falling into the same straight line, if you will, of propaganda. And, of course, you know, anti-Trump for the last few years. I suppose as long as he's there, they'll continue the anti-Trump rallies and ratings, and that's what they're all about. I mean, you know, Augusto had clearly said this is a communist movement. You know, especially
yes.
the press. I mean, this is communist. This is what they do. And you can't get people to believe it. They turn on the nightly news and they watch this junk, and they think they're getting something that's accurate. And it's so far from accurate that you can't even call it news anymore. It's just propaganda.
Yeah, it's just communist propaganda. And, of course, they've worked this playbook before, and it works. They did it in China, and they did it in Russia. It works under Stalin. Actually, in some ways, Hitler did the same thing. And, you know, propaganda is propaganda. And by dumbing down people in school so they don't even know how to think, a lot of people, frankly, do not know how to logically think about something. In one of the chapters in Finding Home, I get into, well, how do you think about God? Most people would have a very nebulous, well, I'm not sure, you know, it's somebody out there, and on and on. But you can logically deduce that Christianity, by logic alone, is the only viable answer to everything that you see around you on this planet. There's something really wrong with humanity, and we're about ready to get into another big war. And I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I got this one too, Larry. I want you to comment on this. Radiation levels are increasing the world over. We know that solar radiation and cosmic radiation due to solar minimum, which we're in now, deep solar minimum getting deeper, is on the rise, causing damage to DNA and thus mutations in species will likely increase. Now, the Book of Enoch, an ancient book, not asking people to believe it, but it says that in the last days, women will be giving birth to monsters. In other words, mutations, DNA. Well, maybe this increasing radiation, and this is coming from spaceweather.com, if you want to prove out that we have increasing radiation even affecting our aviation now, and airlines and pilots, go to spaceweather.com and look at some of their charts. But anyway, here's some headlines. Half man, half owl creature filmed in a graveyard for the first time in 40 years. It's called the Owl Man. Very similar, I guess, to, not the Wolf Man. What did they call it? The Moth Man. The one that's been spotted in Chicago over and over and over again. Usually Mothman sightings are a prelude to a major earthquake or a major catastrophe. It doesn't have to be an earthquake, but a major catastrophe of some kind. What do you think about this concept, Larry? It just seems like more and more this stuff is going on.
Well, it's certainly interesting, and now that we know, if you look back at, you know, you've seen some of the images of the, I guess it's the, was it the Aztec or Inca?
Yes.
Those traditional artifacts that they found, they clearly showed creatures that were like the Mothman or whatever. And so it's not like Mothman's new to the 20th century. It's like he's always been here. Who is he?
Yeah, what is it? Here's another headline. Half human, half dog creature seen lurking near Texas River leaves the fishermen terrified. Okay, here's another one. Mystery as piglet found with an elephant head after being born. Isn't that interesting? They got pictures of it. Here's another one. No, I guess that's the end of the strange ones. Hey, you got any? I mean, what's going on? This is what LaViolette said was going to happen when he wrote his book, Earth Under Fire, that as the cosmic radiation increases, as we approach the wave coming from the inner core of the Milky Way, and we're in the preliminary waves, which is probably why the radiation is increasing fairly rapidly now, along with solar minimum, we're going to see a lot more of these fulfilling the Book of Enoch, that women will start giving birth to monsters, which is, of course, malfunctions or malfunctions in the DNA. And everything gets messed up, mixed up. What do you got, Larry, for everybody that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I did find an interesting post from Barry Rothman, and I want to run it by you and his comments and get your comment, because it's very interesting because, you know, we talked about the change in the timeline. We talked about the pivot basically from America being the powerhouse to Israel and all of that. And listen to this new Torah code that Barry Rothman did on August the 23rd. He said, and he calls it, he titles it, Trump Calls Jews Who Vote for Democrats Disloyal. And, of course, Trump, you know, I mean, everywhere, I mean, the rage came out here, you know. But here's what's interesting, and I want to read, there were six words in the Matrix that Barry Rothman found, and then he made two comments, and they're very interesting. the matrix is number one, Democrat, number two, Jewish, number three, betrays, treasonable, number four, Israel, number five, Netanyahu, number six, president. So that kind of lines up what Trump was talking about, basically. Now, here's Barry's comments after running this Torah code. He said, number one, he said Trump's remarks are backed by the Torah codes. And number two is something he found. He said when he dug deep into the Torah codes, he says the Torah code backs Trump with respect to Israel and Judaism, but not America. So basically what Trump said was accurate, that the Jews in America that vote Democrat are voting, they're voting treason to Israel. But, you know, even though everybody in the U.S. got outraged and, you know, it's almost like the emphasis now, according to this Torah code and the time frame we're in, even the Torah code emphasis about voting in America is leaning towards Israel and the Jews, not America. What do you think?
Yep, I would agree with that 100%. I think he's dead on. What we have going here in America, aside from his finding in the Torah code of the stupidity virus, is, you know, the rest of it. I mean, the stupidity virus leads into everything else. And it's incredible. I've often wondered, though, because these guys on the Democratic side that are getting so radical, it's not like they aren't smart, not like they aren't intelligent. So is this a form of insanity, or are they deliberately doing this to bring in something that we haven't figured out yet? And I'm kind of wondering, because I read an article where they said Hillary Clinton, our, you know, turtle dove, nicest person on earth, is throwing a $50,000 a plate dinner for her reelection bid. And I think she is going to come out of the weeds and she's going to run against Trump. And I believe she's going to win. And that would be very bad news for Israel, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. Of course, at the same time, Israel right now is in the throes of a coup against Netanyahu, and he's facing an election later in September. And this is all up in the air also, but Barry Ruffin also ran some Torah codes about Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, and he seems to think that before this whole thing is over, the 2020 deal, actually they're going to be the great contenders, and they may double-cross everybody else, you know, including Biden and Hillary and all of them. This thing is it's developing, Stuart, into a real classic ruler against ruler. And now it's not just Republicans against Democrats, it's Republicans against Republicans, and it's Democrats against Democrats. What do you think?
Yeah, oh yeah, this double cross. Mankind is such a wonderful creature. You know, it's like the Game of Thrones. You know, you just murder anybody that gets in your way or whatever. So the intrigue should mount as we get going into this thing more and more. But this Israeli thing and the Netanyahu problems that he has may all be preempted by what happens to be going on in Israel. You want to give us a briefing on what is possibly going on that's not in the press, folks? You're not hearing this anywhere else. But there's something really major starting to build in Israel. What do you got there, Larry?
Well, it's not really in, like you said, our news. I mean, you go around listening to the news on TV, you search the internet and American news. I mean, you can't find it anywhere particularly. But most recently, the last few days, there's been a number of sources that I have found to be credible before that are saying now that not only is Israel preparing to attack Iran, but they have a plan to do it, and now the determination is there. And if my sources are correct, Netanyahu has already met with the Knesset, in other words, the ministers in Israel, and told them that Israel is ready to attack Iran, and he will do it alone. And so there you are. And now what's on top of that, you know, of course, I can't verify a lot of that, but some I can verify is the fact that apparently Israeli intelligence picked up that Iran was behind a missile attack that was going to come from different directions on Israel, especially out of some Iranian areas in Syria and Beirut or Lebanon. Anyway, the last few days they have preemptively attacked Iraq. They've attacked the Iranian forces in Iraq. They attacked them in Hamas and the forces there. They attacked the Iranian forces and Hezbollah forces in Syria. And they attacked, you know, forces at an air base outside of Beirut, Lebanon. Mm-hmm. And apparently that was where the Iranian operators were that were, and Hezbollah operators that were going to bring a drone bomb attack to certain locations inside Israel. They wiped them out. And then they hit Beirut again. And so now they've hit Beirut twice. Now, even Skywatch TV this morning was had a their 5 and 10 show with Derek Gilbert, said declarations of war everywhere. And they were talking about strictly the Middle East, declarations of war everywhere. And so basically Israel has preemptively attacked everybody but Iran itself, and they have the plan and have gone before the Knesset saying they're ready to do that one too. And some of the intel coming in that I cannot verify, but some of it's through Israeli News Live and some other sources, indicate that they have heard that Israel would use bunker buster bombs followed by tactical nuclear weapons. So, you know, all of that's, you know, there. And we also know that under the guise now of joining the coalition to secure the Strait of Hormuz, Israel has now sent in their Dolphin submarines, which can fire nuclear-capable cruise missiles. They put them right in the face of Iran. They're right off the coast of Iran now with the coalition, underwater, of course. And so Israel, I believe, is ready. And at the same time, there are reports. I did get it. Jerry Golden was one out of Jerusalem. He said that Israel has brought out missile batteries from everywhere. They've been hiding them, and they're all over Israel, that something really big is up. And there's some are saying that this is very possibly the beginning of World War III without people knowing, because it's not in the world news.
Well, that would fit the scenario of the Third World War of Albert Pike, because he says it does begin over there in the Middle East between Israel and the Arab world, Muslim world. And the idea, of course, is to destroy Christianity, Judaism, and Allah and all that, and bring in the new world order religion. So this is going to get very, very fascinating. But the reason I wanted to bring that one up is because with trouble economically around the world, et cetera, usually nations will go to war because it's beneficial for the economy. And that would be very beneficial for Netanyahu if they get involved in an emergency. But I also would like to remind people that several years ago, Cliff High and his bots said that there was going to be an Israeli mistake. And I'm wondering if this isn't the Israeli mistake going it alone, and they get themselves in a world of hurt. If you go into Isaiah 17, it talks about how Jacob waxes very, very thin. In other words, it's a slaughter that they're walking themselves into. So we're just going to have to wait. The other thing I want to bring up, and if you got any late news on this one, Larry, panic buying begins in Florida. Gas lines, stores selling out. This is Dorian, I guess how you pronounce it. They now say that may come up to a Category 4 or maybe above before landfall. Now they're saying Titusville, Jacksonville, Florida likely is where it's going to hit, according to the models. Of course, you never know for sure how that's going to work. But, folks, we are under judgment from the Lord. You cannot do what we have done. You cannot murder and butcher babies, millions of them. You cannot do this corruption that's in Washington. You can't give your finger to the Lord and expect continued blessings. Have you heard any more news about this Dorian, or however they pronounce it, Larry?
Yeah, I have a little bit. And by the way, on Lou Dobbs a while ago, Joe Dugenova actually came out and admitted, because they have exempted Comey from any charges, that he says now it is evident to all involved in America that America has a two-tier legal system, that one group of people is treated one way and another group is treated another way. And he says this is absolutely so undermining to our constitutional lawful way of government. He said this almost brings in the end if this is where we are. That we can't exist in this condition anymore. And so
by saying that,
you know, that's just one more word of corruption that you were talking about. And by the way, Hurricane Dorian forecast really was to hit originally as a Category 3, but they've raised that now to maybe a 4 or above. And this is tracking almost directly towards northern Florida, and it reminds me, Stuart, of the word I got that one time when God's people would really need to be on alert, and remember I was given a word that when Jacksonville is devastated.
I do remember that. I'm glad you brought that up, because this thing looks like it could. The waters are very, very warm, and who knows? They have the technology now to steer it, put it wherever they want. And we're under judgment. Folks, it doesn't matter whether deep state is steering it, whether this is warfare, weather warfare or not. God allows it. It's like 9/11, the attack on the World Trade Centers. God allowed it. He can stop those kind of things. He didn't. It was a warning. Fell on deaf ears, of course. But it was a warning to what's coming to the United States. Anyway, folks, if you're living down in the Florida area, button down the hatches. This thing could expand. I think we're going to have a bad year. What do you think, Larry? I just think we're going to have a bad hurricane year.
Well, from what I've seen, and I'll be quick. I know we don't have much time, but from what I've heard is it's going to be a bad hurricane season, and this one should be a bad hurricane unless something changes. And by the way, they're predicting an early and a very hard, frigid cold for this winter. And I'm hearing already that a lot of canning organizations that can foods and put them up say there's nothing to can.
We're going into famine, folks. We've warned about it. Larry and I have been warning about it for a number of years. We called it stealth famine. It's here. Go get your canned goods. Anything that'll keep you alive. Soups, canned goods, all that kind of thing, and just stash them for a while. They keep for virtually ever anyway. Anyway, Inspector General, all 4 FISA warrants to spy on Trump were illegal. Don't expect anybody is going to go to jail for any of this. Like Larry was just saying, we have a two-tier system. It's utterly corrupt. They're not going to, nobody's going to go to jail on this one. I'll be amazed. They might throw a few of them to the wolves, but I doubt it. People like Hillary, who committed high treason, they're out walking around. They're even running for president. So who knows? Anyway, Larry, thanks a lot for coming on. And thank you all for listening. And do visit our new website, thelightgate.com. We got a lot of stuff up there as well. And visit our membership site. It's well worth the $9.95 a month that you pay to subscribe to, and there is a free side too. Anyway, thanks a lot, and take care. Heads up, we'll see you on Friday night, the Lord willing.